What's up, y'all? I'm Robert Wells. In the NBA, the playoffs start tomorrow on Saturday, April 20th. Oh, yeah. Look at the top left on the screen. The Boston Celtics had the best record in the NBA during the regular season, and they were balling. Can the Celtics dethrone the defending world champions, the Denver Nuggets, if they meet in the NBA Finals? I don't know. They may or they may not. You know, we shall see if that happens. We shall see. I'm going to digress here for a few seconds, because I want to congratulate the Denver Pioneers on winning their 10th national championship in men's college hockey. Oh, yeah. Since I'm talking about Denver, the Denver Nuggets, I figure I'd talk about the University of Denver for a few seconds. So back to the Denver Nuggets. Okay. The Nuggets are a different team in the NBA playoffs. Yes, they are. You saw last year. Can the LA Lakers defeat the Nuggets in the Western Conference playoffs? Can they do it and get their revenge back from the Western Conference Finals last year? Can they do that? What about the Minnesota Timberwolves? What about them? What about the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Milwaukee Bucks? I don't know. I really don't know. I'm still leaning towards the Denver Nuggets winning the NBA championship again. We shall see. We shall see what happens. But one thing I know for sure, the 2024 NBA playoffs will be fun to watch. Yeah, some good games are ahead for us in the NBA playoffs. Yes, they are. I can't wait. I also want to say something else in the NBA. Chicago Bulls guard/forward Alex Caruso should be named NBA All-Defensive Team because he's everywhere on the basketball court. Yes, he is for the Bulls. He's everywhere. There's no fear in his game, and he's not afraid to guard players that's bigger than him. You saw when he guarded Giannis against on the Milwaukee Bucks. Alex Caruso is a blue-collar player, in my opinion. He'll make the NBA All-Defensive Team, mark my words. Go Bulls! Question of the day. Like I said before, the 2024 NBA playoffs will start on Saturday, April 20th. Yeah. Will the Denver Nuggets repeat as NBA world champions, or will it be a different team that wins it all instead? Tell me why by sharing your comments down below. And keep it clean. You know the motto here. Keep it clean. The best answers will win a free Cross Sports shirt. Oh, yeah. And whatever color that you want, you can win it. Give me the best answers. Congratulations to the South Carolina Gamecocks on winning their third national championship in school history last week. Oh, yeah. Something else caught my attention, too, in women's college basketball. South Carolina's Gamecocks head coach, Dawn Staley, gave God the glory in the end. She said,
"Before I do anything, I gotta give honor to the Most High God for allowing us to be back at the same place in which we had sad tears. And I just want you to know that the God I serve, the God I serve, when he closes a door, he opens up a door that's giving you unimaginable success. This is uncommon favor."
Amen. To God be the glory. Dawn Staley is also the first Black coach to win 3 NCAA titles according to Diverse Representation. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I picked the South Carolina Gamecocks to win the national championship this year over a month ago. Yes, I did. Congratulations again to the South Carolina Gamecocks on winning the Women's College Basketball National Championship. Also, congratulations to the UConn Huskies on winning their 6th national championship in school history last week as well. Wow, I picked the UConn Huskies to win the title over a month ago as well. I did. Look at my old YouTube videos. They won back-to-back national championship in men's college basketball. Go UConn. The 2024 WNBA draft took place earlier this week on Monday, April 15th. By no surprise at all, Iowa Hawkeyes guard Caitlin Clark was drafted number one overall by the Indiana Fever. Yeah, to me, she's the next Larry Bird in the state of Indiana. Yeah, I know she's not from Indiana, but she's going to be Larry Bird. Caitlin Clark will go down as one of the greatest WNBA players and in basketball as a whole. Mark my words. I also liked what the Chicago Sky did in the WNBA draft too. They drafted two national champions, Camila Cardoso from South Carolina with the third overall pick. She won a national championship this year with the South Carolina Gamecocks. And she was a force. She's 6'7". That's a tall woman. And Angel Reese from LSU with the seventh overall pick. She won a national championship in 2022 with the LSU Tigers. They also drafted Bianna Maxwell in the second round with the first pick too. Yeah, the Sky, they're doing it. I'm excited to watch the Chicago Sky this year. Go Sky! And finally, the 2024 NFL Draft in Detroit, Michigan is next Thursday on April 25th through Saturday, April 27th. Oh, yeah. Next weekend, we are changing our regular time of 4 p.m. Central Time to whenever. It's a special podcast weekend for Cross Sports during the 2024 NFL Draft. We may post a video at any time, so stay alert. It's on. Wah! Hit that red subscribe button down below and turn on your notification to get all the new videos of Cross Sports. And leave your comments down below so I can post them on Cross Sports. But keep it clean. Yeah, don't say nothing crazy on here. Keep it clean. Okay? Now, well, I'll talk to all of you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.